Hey, what's up? It's John Kizzy. You know who is he, a.k.a. Philly G, because they know who I be. And I'm here with King Tigger.
What's up?
And DJ Laton.
I'm back.
And hey, we started a podcast. And today we're here with episode 30, no?
30? Nigga, I just told you.
73.
I'm going to take y'all back. Way back.
Back in the time. Oh, shit. Episode 73. Man, we're getting up there.
Yeah.
Season two, almost on season three. This is season two.
Yeah.
And yeah, this I gotta say, this episode is gonna be heavy on the R&B and heavy on the diss.
Oh.
Cause we just listened to some diss tracks. But first, what did you guys think of the we had a party on the weekend. What did you guys think of the Canadian track list? Canada only had Canadian songs only.
You want to give your take?
No, you can give your take. Here.
I'll give my take. My take's quick. I didn't notice, nigga, because I was too concentrated on Bob. I was too concentrated on beating this guy.
That's good. That's good. Because if you noticed something, then that's bad.
True enough. True enough.
You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I said I didn't notice, bro. I didn't even know there was music on because...
Yeah, too busy beating at him. Time he was going.
And oh, because for me,
background noise.
For me, no. Even if it's background noise, if something whack comes on, totally whack, I'm like, wait, hold on. It takes me, especially playing video games, it would take me out the zone.
Oh no, but bro, when I'm saying background noise, like I'm talking about the rest of the partiers. I really never heard no music because they got
yeah.
loud.
Oh man. Yeah, yeah. There was times when loud, I didn't loud. Even hear the songs. So, I missed yeah. a bunch, and
I was too focused.
I forgot how much Drake was on there. But we had a lot of
I liked the amount of Drake that was on it. It was good.
Had a lot of Cardinal on there.
Oh, I didn't even hear the Cardinal.
I don't know.
Cardinal was on
there. I
heard
the Drake. It was good. It was good Drake.
I was just too busy dropping 73.
Yeah, they had a little tournament.
Yeah.
After I won,
cheated.
I put down the controller.
Cheated.
He walked
didn't
away.
Want the rematch.
He
didn't want the rematch.
Put down the controller. He said.
Put down the controller.
He ran. He said, see how fast he ran.
I had things to do. Do. I got my W.
Mm-hmm. And then ran.
With the Greek feet. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
No one does. I don't even think he knows how to pronounce his last name.
And then you guys had a fucking tournament.
We had a playoff series.
And a playoff.
I felt bad though, cause
say you felt bad.
I did though.
The lies now.
Because your nephew Nick was like, "Yo, I'm jumping on whoever got winner." And then when we was done, I was like, "I'm done."
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
He's like, "I'm done." I was like, "I'm done, bro. I just played four games straight. I'm done."
I didn't even hear that.
That's a lot of minutes. I said, "I'm done, done." But he left before we was done. So I was like, "I can't play no more games." My thumbs was all sore the next day and shit. I played games that long in a while, man.
I don't like how Xbox controllers feel, bro. It feels a little...
No, but he got that extra grip and shit on his.
Oh, it feels like it's...
Who does, me?
Yeah.
Like it's trying to be a part of my skin.
On the bottom, it's like a skin on the bottom of it. It's like a little grippy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't even notice that.
That's how much he plays that he don't realize it no more.
Anyway,
I won 2-1. So let's put that out there. So right now,
put that out there.
Oh, the mean DJ, I'm the champ.
If cheating was a thing,
how did I cheat? Tell me how I cheated.
I don't know. They got LeBron on cheat mode. No.
There ain't no cheating in the game. Anyone that loses just calls the other person cheating. That's just how it is. That's just how it is, man.
LeBron is a cheat code.
You should have seen my hat. Oh no, you guys see my hat with Chris before you guys showed. I got him by 30.
Yeah. Chris is a different animal though, bro. He don't be playing no ball.
I know. He's a put on Call of Duty. Yeah,
you
I was like,
on
I
Call of Duty, you wouldn't have got a kill.
I don't even have Call of Duty. I didn't even have it to put on.
You wouldn't got a kill. He'd be like, "Oh, I know where you're gonna spawn next. I got you."
Yeah. Oh, one of those guys.
Yeah, bro. You ain't.
Those people is too much. You spawn and you just die.
I mean, or he already have a mind sitting up there waiting for you, some shit. And you ain't. Yeah.
Nah. Nah. Should have put on Mortal Kombat. That'll show you. But yeah, let's get into the new music. First one, Bryson Tiller.
Yep.
Like I was saying outside, because
mm-hmm.
like this is the first Bryson Tiller album I listened to, and he sound like Diet Chris Brown.
Sound like Diet Chris Brown.
Because it had a Chris Brown feel, but not quite Chris Brown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was good, though.
Yeah. But like I said, like, I'm pretty sure Chris Brown co-wrote or...
Oh, yeah. They probably did a lot of collaborations.
Because I know Bryson Tiller did it for Chris Brown a few times, too, right? So that's probably why Bryson Tiller sounds so much like Chris Brown, right? So
the difference is that I think, like, Chris Brown can go higher.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Bryson Tiller can get a little smoother.
Yeah.
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 And that's where it's really enjoyable. But I got to talk about the song Calypso, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was listening to the album driving home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you're driving and your mind wanders and you're thinking about something. And it was like a minute 20 into the song Calypso where I just snapped out of it. And I was like, what is this? And I had to rewind it. And I was like, how am I just... What? Yeah, I was like, I listened to it again and I had to rewind the album back. I was like, is this what this is about? Then it had that song, what, Persuasion?
Persuasion. That was my jam on that track, on the album.
Like, this album's tight.
It is tight. It is tight.
It's so tight that I only got to listen to the new Chris Brown that came out, the deluxe, like twice. Because I was on that Bryson Tiller and man. That the album's really, it's smooth.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, the smoothness. What do you think?
It was all right.
It's all right?
The album was all right. There's some, I agree, there are some good songs on there, but some of them songs, I feel like he was trying to even make rap tributes throughout some of the songs. Like, for instance, the Rich Boy song, he tried to.
Was he spitting?
No, he was basically saying the Rich Boy lyrics, throw some D's on there.
Yeah.
He trying to do that, and I didn't like that. Okay. I was like, nah.
You
didn't
like how he was paying homage to the man?
I didn't like that Rich Boy song.
All right.
Was that? It's another one where he was doing it was the weight beat. I think it was Yin Yang.
Boom, boom. That's the other one I like.
I don't like. He's trying to. I don't know. The album was good, but. I don't know. But me and Bryson Tiller, I have a love. I say love hate, but I have like he's good sometimes to me. Sometimes he's just like it's just going on. I don't know. It's not. He is good. He has some good songs. I remember I first started listening to Bryson Tiller when he let out Exchange, and I was like, yo, this song. But I don't know. The album was okay to me.
See, I liked it. What about you?
I liked it.
It's okay.
Yeah, I think y'all should go check it for yourself. It's nice and smooth.
Yeah, for me it was like one of the ones like after I played it, I think I played it three times. So I was like, okay, I know what songs I want to skip now.
I definitely put my songs that went right to the playlist.
Yeah,
like remember how we were talking about a lot of music last year?
Yeah,
none of the songs appeared on my playlist.
Right.
Bryson Tiller got some songs that went right to my playlist.
Oh yeah, for sure.
This year for music, I think it's just been better. It's been better, more lasting music.
A little bit, yeah.
Like I see that. I said it once, and I'll say it again. I ain't listened to not even my favorite song. That one song that I said that I kept listening to on Travis Scott, it's gone.
Travis Scott.
And I don't think I'll ever listen to a Kid Cudi song in my life. Like last year, the music was just so. All right, we're done.
Yeah.
One listen, you're good. Even Drake's last couple albums, man. And I'm a Drake fan. The funny thing is, I guess I'm a Drake fan, and he's a Drake stan. Cause he's
what
wait, he stands with Drake.
Yeah. Cause I thought I was a fan until I see how crazy you go for him. But babe. his last little bit of work, there's nothing on it that I added to any playlist.
Drake is good, bro.
Oh yeah, he
see,
is.
I already picked sticking up for him. Look, Drake is good.
I know. I he's just not as good as he used to be, and that's what disappoints me, man. He doesn't have any like on his last stuff. What's the hits that are keep hitting? Off his last album,
First Person Shooter.
Even I'm getting played.
I'm kind of tired of that, but yes, I'll
Bahamas
give you that.
Promises, BBL interlude. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is an interlude. That
that's what I mean. There's like some good songs on there. Virginia Beach. There's some good songs on there, man. I thought it's a good album, man. It's people. I don't know. I deep dive into Drake now, but
yeah, let's not do.
But that. I think people that's. People that stray away from Drake because he's changed from what he used to be.
I feel like he puts more filler than hits nowadays, though.
Yeah, he's changed from what he used to be. Like
she has changed more than what he used to be.
changed from what he used to be. And I think it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, I think music in general gives, I guess it's because people got used to the whole just dropping singles. That when they put out a whole album, it's like, I'd rather they just drop singles. Because there's too much filler on the album. There's more skips than listens.
Yeah.
And that's just a bad ratio for me. Back at, when I used to listen to music back in the day, Gus, there was way more listens than skips. The only thing you'd skip is the interludes. And sometimes you get pissed off. You know those times when they have the songs and the interludes in it?
Yeah.
And you can't skip it? You're like, you have to fast. It's cool when it's at the end. Like on Magic Stick, Lil' Kim has that stupid little interlude. intro or whatever. Outro, I should say. At the end, right? So you can skip past that. But if it's at the beginning, you have to try and fast forward to get... I hate that shit. Make it a separate track. Yeah, the artists out there, stop putting this type of shit as part of the track.
I'll call him make his camera appearance.
But yeah, Bryson Tiller, I think it's a dope album. Now on to, because we say he's Chris Brown light. Now on to Chris Brown, he put out Deluxe.
Yup.
You know my issue with Chris Brown?
Mm-hmm.
He puts too many songs on these albums, guys.
Yes.
Listen.
He gets it to the point where I can't get through the whole album because I'm just tired of listening to music.
Chris, you know me, Breezy. I'm a fan, bro. This is way too many fucking songs, though. Way too many.
35, guys.
35 songs on an album. That's just a little bit too much, bro.
That's a triple CD. Went back to CD, yeah, guys.
That's a triple CD, bro. That's a little bit too much. I get it. He did recycle some songs off the original album, but the only thing is that he twins the beats a little bit. But other than that, like that 35 songs, Jesus Christ. I liked it though. Don't get me wrong, but
it's hard to pick old songs that you like because it's like, shoot. So you're like, you're listening. You're like, oh yeah, I like that one. And then you're like, cool. I'm liking this. And then you look, I got 30 more songs to get through. And he apparently said that he was going to start with the long albums.
No.
And now they're longer.
Just original albums. He didn't say nothing about the deluxe albums, though.
Didn't the original album still have like 20-something?
21, 22. 11 on each. If it was size, 11 on each side.
Yeah, 11, 11. Right?
So.
Like,
you know, just.
Space it out, man. Space it out. That could have been two albums. You could space it out. Like.
So that, but that shows you how many songs he had ready to go. I mean, like, I'm not sure. I don't remember how many songs from the original album were on this deluxe album.
But that's issue.
If you got 22 songs, let's just say he only pulled 5.
Yeah.
So that means that you have 52 songs ready to go. Like, he says that he got 5,000, 10,000 songs ready to go. He's just like, why are you kidding me in my leg for? He got thousands of songs ready to go. Thousands and thousands of songs ready to go. So he got 50 ready to go just like that off of two albums. Bro, this nigga got too much time on his hands.
Too much. Oh, yeah.
But he's inspired, though. That means he's inspired.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, true that.
That's still a lot. That's a lot.
But the thing is that, I didn't write this down. Did you guys listen to the new Future Metro Boomin album?
Garbage. I started to listen to it.
Garbage.
It's
garbage.
I don't know what to say.
It's singing Future.
Yeah, yeah. It's like an R&B album. But here's what I'll say about it.
You gonna say the same thing I'm gonna say?
I think Chris Brown should have did that.
Yeah.
Like, cause he put out one album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Future and Metro. They put out an album, and then like 3 weeks later, they put out another. Right. Yeah. So then you can let it breathe. You can digest those songs. Why couldn't Chris Brown did that?
Because he wants to give you all of him at once.
That's why. And this is just harder to get through.
It is. But we got time, somewhat.
I didn't even get through it all, man. I'm telling you, I'll probably find new Chris Brown jams later on.
Oh, guaranteed.
On that album.
Guaranteed.
Under the Influence is still my favorite Chris Brown song. That is just crazy.
Featuring Metro Boomin, the beats were good.
Yes, because Metro is, he's a good producer.
Yeah.
But
Future gotta go.
You know what I mean? Here's the thing. In a week when Bryson Tiller and Chris Brown put out new stuff, we don't need a singing Future.
No.
We don't need that.
No, not at all.
But
I feel,
and I ain't got nothing good to say. I'm trying to think of like, something positive to say about the album, but
I just gave you something positive. The beats were good.
Yeah, the beats natural.
The first song wasn't bad. We Still Don't Trust You. I did
Metro
like that.
Found those drums.
Wow. Was it Metro? Crazy. Shut up and just play. Yeah. Make some drums.
Make some drums, man.
Wow. Metro, shut up and just make some drums.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But yo, what I wanted to say about the Chris Brown and the, a lot of songs, I feel like it's hurting him.
You think?
Yeah, because now
he's giving too much of himself.
Yeah, we can't find that song to hold on to now from the albums.
Yeah,
and take it and like, oh yeah, put on that Chris Brown this song.
But you know Chris Brown though, so he dropped his big album.
Yeah.
And now he's going to come this summer with a summer jam. Like he always does.
Hope so. Right? Oh, you're right. So, when you got 35 songs, it's hard to pick out the standouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you just keep listening. And it's like, check this out. You might put it on, and then song number 5 is a jam. You're like, okay, but let me see what the rest is. Yeah. And by the time you get to song 15, you even forget what song number 5 was about. Yeah, exactly. And how that was.
I feel like it's hurting him. I don't know. That's how I see it. Because now
it's oversaturation.
I can remember the old Chris Brown hits.
Yeah.
And maybe some from that. I can't remember the album even called, man. Frig. It was another long album. Was it Moon or something? I don't know.
Bro, that was a long
one. Yeah, I can't remember. See, I can't even remember, like, you know, oh yeah, this is a Chris Brown song.
At least he got doing music with his free time. I like other people. Do a lot of stuff with their free time. So. Who's he talking about?
I just think it's just too much songs, man. You're oversaturating his.
But at the same time, though, tomorrow's never promised.
You're right.
You know, so maybe he wants to get all of him out there as much as possible because he got kids. He got kids that need to eat.
But he could always use.
Know he had kids.
I don't know. I don't want to say this time.
Because one of his albums named after his child, Royalty.
I didn't know that.
Oh shit. You can't talk about Chris Brown no more. You don't even know that he have don't even got one kid. Shit.
I know his music. I don't know his personal life.
<The royalty. laughs>
I know that album. I didn't know it was named after his son.
Okay, well, he didn't hear the interview then, because the nigga literally said, "I'm named this after my daughter."
No, yeah, yeah. Oh, daughter, didn't even know.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah, I think he got 3 kids. I think.
See, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think he was saturating himself out there. It was a little 12.
He is, but he ain't. As far as I'm concerned. Like I said, tomorrow's never promised.
But like I don't,
how many songs is Michael Jackson? How many songs is Tupac? How many songs is Prince, Biggie, all these other artists that died got in the vault that we never got to hear?
Exactly.
Right? So.
But. I feel like he could set it up to have them released. I don't want to say this.
Yeah, but
I know.
Are they going to be released the way he wants, though?
He could set it up. Anyway, but I'm not going to say it. It's all good. Release your 2,500 songs.
Per album.
Yeah, per album. I don't know. It's just hard. I just can't choose a song now or choose a song in the last couple of years. Like, oh yeah, it's a Chris Brown hit.
Like
what's the last Chris Brown hit we heard? Oh, I guess Sensational.
Yes, that's what I was getting ready to say. Sensational.
Yeah, Sensational would be like, oh yeah, it's a Chris Brown hit. Sensational.
But yeah. And you know what's funny? Our Canadian boy is the exact opposite. Party Next Door be putting out albums with 4 songs on.
Oh man, that guy is hurt. I listen to those 4 songs. That man is hurt. He is hurt. He definitely made those songs in one night.
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it, so I can't give a take on it.
He hurt, bro.
Is he hurt?
He have a song saying basically F that ex girl, her friends, because her friends caused her like going with the next dude or whatever. Yeah. Like, bro, who's thinking with that? Like, F her friends, bro.
He's hurt, bro. Like you said,
so he hurt, bro. I listened to this album. I was like, bro. Like,
you think that's his ex girl on the album cover, or is that the new one? Probably by
I never thought about that. Oh,
you seen that album cover? Though?
Yeah, yeah, I
see
the album.
The chat wants to see his album cover. You put it in the chat.
You see the album cover?
No.
Just go to Spotify. and type Party Mac Store, and you'll see his.
That's a unique album cover.
Very unique. A lot of people talk on the internet was about the album cover, Party Next Door.
Yeah,
no, scroll down. That's him. That's him. Scroll down. New album, right there.
This one.
Yep.
Hello.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That might have been her.
I don't know. That's
no face shown, so you can put any picture you want. You know
what I mean? So someone knows who it is.
A lot of the people got that tattoo. I don't know that, but a lot of people got that tattoo.
True.
Oh my god.
Funny back in the day, bro, a lot of them girls are getting that type of tattoo. So
we call that the tram stamp.
Yeah.
Tram stamp.
But cuz his like four songs.
Yeah, bro.
I gotta listen to shit now.
Put it on now. You listen to the whole album before you get home.
I think a good 14 minutes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, it is. 14 minutes, cuz.
Chef, I won't even have you home by the time that's over. Fuck.
But you'll stop the car and find some liquor to pour out for this guy. So
yeah, bro.
He's hurt. Like you said, he hurting.
That's what I take from this album, bro. It's like,
is he in that much pain, bro?
That's zero. I don't know, bro. Man. He did, bro. I gotta release this. It's just like.
That's but bad.
I feel like he always does. Like, I can't remember the last song I remember from him. But
the last thing he did was an EP with like four songs on it.
Yeah, it was always small.
That's so hurt he can't put it in pieces, like, right? I can't put this all out at once. I ain't got it in me.
Maybe he ain't got enough content to put out that much. I mean, so you gotta put it out in little pieces.
The thing is, man, if you're gonna put out four songs, I guess he's an R&B singer. Mm. I'd wish that you had at least one slap on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's good music.
He reminds me of when The Weeknd used to let out those his early albums.
The trilogy?
Like, all I remember is, I think it's House of Balloons. I think that's what it was called, The Weeknd. I'm not sure, actually. I should look it up.
I remember what you mean. He put out some short pieces.
Yeah, it was like, And, like, it was the same type of vibe. Like, it was that singing, like, you know, that low. It's almost like you're supposed to be meditating.
Mm.
I want to talk about The Weeknd in a minute when we get to our diss section.
Uh-oh.
Section of the disses.
Balloons.
Before we do that, I know y'all didn't listen to the Doja Cat Deluxe, but you heard that.
Okay, I didn't hear it.
That OK Loser song. Oh, yeah, you missed it.
Mm.
Is she throwing shots? Do you know who she's throwing shots at?
I don't know who it could be. Somebody. I agree with you. I feel like she is talking to somebody. Definitely a female.
And the way she's talking, it's one person, and it's right at them. Because the whole thing is like, you know what I mean? She ain't throwing shots here, shots there. She's being very descriptive without saying the name, though.
I got to listen to it again.
Yeah, it's called OK Loser. Go check it out. It's by Doja Cat. Let us know in the comments if you know who she's talking to. I don't know who she's beefing to.
She's beefing with her fans a minute ago.
Because Doja Cat's, if you want to talk about outspoken artists, Doja Cat's one of those ones that got no filter. True. She's like Cardi B, except not as loud as Cardi B.
Yeah.
She says what's on her mind, and like you said, she goes off on her fans.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering, though. Is like, did she get caught up in the female beef with anyone?
Not those ones, because the thing is, I don't think.
Actually, that ended. Like, I ain't hear no more about
disappeared.
That. It just fizzled right the fuck over.
Yeah.
It disappeared.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't think. I think that they see Doja Cat as more of a pop star than a rapper. And that's why I don't think that they even include her.
Yeah.
Like, who. When you say the best female rappers, when's Doja Cat?
She ain't never
seen. Not mentioned.
I know. If you see when she. If you listen to her when she spits, I'm like, why couldn't she be mentioned?
She could.
She spits better than some people out there that are, in my opinion. I ain't gonna say no names. But
say names, man.
I just did Sexy Red.
Oh
yeah, for sure.
Get him sexy.
For sure. Flo Milli. Lil Villa. Oh shoot! I said I wasn't gonna say no names. You wanna make them say all City Girls?
Yeah,
man,
Glow.
I'm saying all the songs.
What you mean, man? Gorilla Hard, man. Glow.
Right, man. Meg Thee Stallion. Stallion.
Oh,
Stallion.
Yeah, Meg. I know it was a Meg, man.
Like, if you gotta listen to when Doja Cat goes in, she and goes with that herd aggressive flow.
Yeah.
She can do it.
We gotta remember this nigga on Doja Cat.
Oh yeah,
on Drake, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, whoa.
Hey, I'll no take diddy. That. I'll be on Doja Cat. And he'll no be on Drake.
Diddy,
you heard it here.
No diddy, your diddy.
Who
diddy.
You on?
According to Kendrick.
Oh, did you say Kendrick?
Yeah, according to Kendrick.
According to Kendrick. Kendrick.
Who am I on?
I thought you said Kendrick.
No.
Kendrick AI.
Kendrick AI.
I'm on Cardi.
There you go. I'll take
the Kylie had a song too. Yeah, I think it's called Enough Miami Freestyle.
Oh, you weren't here when we talked
about sorry.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Check that episode out.
T-Bone was here.
Oh, I was gonna say, I don't think I was even here for that. Oh yeah, I was. Okay,
yeah. We're here. Yeah. That's when we watched the video and Cardi looked
we were actually over the studio.
When we were in the studio. Oh yeah. Okay. I ain't got to mention that we ain't in the studio right now. Yeah. They can see.
Yeah.
What? This is a studio. We just make it look like the whole spot.
Yeah, there you go. That's green a screen. Green screen. Yeah. But Cardi's, I liked it. The video I liked even more. But yeah, it sounds like what? Who in the circle does? I'm just trying to think. Oh no.
Circle?
She's for Doja Cat. Doja Cat did do songs with Nicki.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Saweetie.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, so they do fuck with her. They do. Fuck
yeah,
with
yeah,
her.
Yeah. That, Doja Cat, I think they. Yeah, definitely. I can't. She did another song too. Yeah, she did. Yeah, you're right, Nicki. You're right.
She's just too safe to be in the beef.
She. I don't know. She scares me, bro. I wouldn't want to be in a room with Doja Cat.
But we know you scared of her.
100%.
Demons is way too
much. Yeah. Whoa. Don't be saying that stuff like that, man. Jeez.
That was way too much for you.
Imagine she.
Watch what you say. You already apologized to her before.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did. That was a good song. So I forgot about that song.
She has more stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's more what she does. But those aren't the songs that you'll hear on the radio, right?
No.
So that's not what we usually hear from Doja, but she can, I'm telling you, she can spit. But before we get into the beef, should we go right to the beef?
What beef?
Well, what else you gonna talk about?
Well, I want to say RIP the two guys out there. Yeah, OJ Simpson.
Let's get the RIPs out the way.
OJ.
Juice.
OJ Simpson.
The Juice.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm ignorant as fuck. At least they can't get you for a murder no more. You know what I mean?
And that's because that's the thing people have been saying online. It's like, isn't that crazy how famous people can get found not guilty, but they still get dragged through?
Yep.
It's fucking crazy, guys.
Yep.
Forever. But you go to jail for stealing your. I know. And then he goes to jail for stealing back his own shit.
Oh, yeah. When he went to go get it.
Yeah, but the thing is, he did kind of.
That is trespassing, though.
And didn't he hold? Do that. Didn't he hold them hostage?
Hostage. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's still. I mean, whether or not you're gonna get your own shit, you are going to someone's property.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and yeah, hold them hostage.
Yeah.
But
he didn't do it. The club didn't. The I know he didn't not do fit.
Because it found not like you man. It's gotta be crazy to be famous. You get accused of something, you go to jail. What are you thinking? You're like. Yeah, I'll try and get off this case. Well, half the world's still going to believe you did it, yeah. No matter what happens. Yeah,
more than half.
Yeah, I know.
More than fucking half.
Like, look what's going on with Diddy. No matter what happens,
yeah,
there's going to be people out there be like, no, Diddy did it.
And that's crazy.
Like, listen, I'll be honest. With the OJ Simpson thing, if black folk are around white people, he didn't do it. But when we around each other, yeah, you know that nigga.
Nah. I say he didn't do it. I say he had no reason to.
There's a white person upstairs, y'all.
Oh my god!
But do you hear what Caitlyn Jenner said?
What?
On Twitter, she put "Good riddance" / OJ Simpson.
That's because Caitlyn tried to get his dick sucked by OJ Moore. He would do it.
Oh my god.
That's why.
Oh my god. That's so dark to say that after somebody goes, bro. That's so dark. I know.
It's cause.
And she was like, wasn't she like, wasn't that, wasn't she, say, wasn't that, jeez. Cut that out. Yo, edit that. Edit that piece.
No, don't edit that part out.
Was it they? Was it what is she? They?
She?
Oh, yeah. She's a she. Okay, yeah. Wasn't she like Woman of the Year one time and all that stuff?
Yeah.
And I look at the people who they put at a pedestal, bro.
Yeah,
it's so weird, bro. So weird.
Let's not go down that Ari noddle.
No.
No. Because her whole family, the Jenners and all them, is famous because of OJ.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
So you should
exactly, bro.
Show respect to him.
He's probably just jealous because it wasn't his money. It was the next husband money, right? Yeah.
She's just jealous because if she didn't say that, wouldn't no one be talking about her?
Nope.
When's the last time anyone said anything about Caitlyn Jenner?
Not never.
Like, yeah, that's a disrespectful, man.
Yeah, I think that's disrespectful.
Like, he had a lot of accomplishments.
Oh shit, he was a football phenom.
Yeah,
actor phenom.
He's a black male that beat a murder case against a white female.
This nigga always got to bring back to this.
He beat the case against two white people.
He knew how to drive that's unheard a Ford of. Bronco.
Yeah,
actually, he made the Bronco fucking famous. Bro. Yeah, you know how many people went out and brought a Bronco after that? Bro, shit? Oh man,
bro, it's funny when I see the new ones, I still think of OJ.
Oh yeah.
I see the new Broncos, I still think of OJ. That's crazy.
From what I heard was while the case was going on, Ford pulled the Bronco off the line.
Oh, really?
Because it's associated with the case. As soon as he got found innocent and they people come looking for that shit, bro, they sold a lot. I don't know what the numbers were, the units were for it, but
yeah,
it was high. It was a street, and they wanted it in that color.
I was not driving around no white Ford.
Neither was I. But fuck, man. But I'm the same as you. As soon as I see anything that says Ford Bronco, I'm like, OJ.
OJ. Yeah. Now, the new ones, bro.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to mention that a lot of people with their arguments, they try to say that he was found guilty in a civil case. But the thing is, in the United States, the problem with this is that in a criminal trial,
yeah,
they have to prove that you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They couldn't prove that. In the civil, you have to prove that you didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is way harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which shouldn't even be allowed. Like, so no. Basically, in civil, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah. And instead of being innocent until proven guilty. Right. Right. So
So basically, they're like, yo, no, you did this. Prove that you didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's hard to prove. Like, anyways. I'll forever stand and say he didn't do it, and I'll just say.
Before you prove yourself innocent, you need to have fucking witnesses on top of the fucking
That's what I mean. You know what I mean? Have to have
alibis like crazy, right? So,
which is crazy, like to and try and come up with that and whatever. Fuck, if you went, because right now, on your way home, between here and you getting home.
Oh, I don't want to have any of this.
You got you ain't got no alibi for nothing, because no one's with you.
I was with God.
All you could say is
that's true.
Our alibi. You really so say. Your only alibi is us.
Yeah.
Right. So all you can do is say, okay, I was at this place at this here time.
Right.
Put in Google how long it takes you to get home.
Yeah.
Right. And you can say that was my time to get home.
Yeah, I have that time.
That's all you got. Right.
Yeah.
You better not stop for nothing.
Well, if you stop, you gotta stop where there's cameras. So if you're going to the gas station, you're good.
Yeah.
But if you stop at McDonald's, you're good. But if you saw them at the local pizza shop, you're fucked. Know what I mean? So
it's crazy. Anyways, RIP OJ Simpson. I want to say another RIP to Rico Wade. I don't know if you know Rico Wade. I know you must know him.
I heard about him, but I don't know.
Rico Wade, he's one of the leaders of the Dungeon family. He's a producer from Organized Noise. He's the cousin to the Future. He put on Outkast, Goody Mob.
Yeah, I did all the
beats. He also did the beat for Don't Let Go by En Vogue and Waterfalls by TLC.
Wow.
Like
Don't
he was.
Go chase.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Organized Noise, man.
Man, it's been a while since you sang.
I know, man. I thought you was on.
A lot of people say. A lot of people say he was like, he breathed life into the South as far as that. Because that was a big movement. Like, Future's second generation of Dungeon Family. So was Killer Mike.
Yeah.
Like, these are the people that Rico put on and put out. Okay, well, I know you're not an Outkast fan.
People Outkast?
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
No. Oh, wait. And Goody Mob. And
okay, good on you for Goody Mob.
Yeah, but still, that's his legacy, right? Yeah, he did all that, and Future, and Killer Mike, Grammy Award winning Killer Mike, and he actually worked on that last album too, right?
Okay.
Enrico Wait, they, you know, Organized Noise had that sound, right? Mm. Like that Dirty South. So yes, I oh sorry, O.J. Simpson died of cancer. I don't know which kind, but I don't know.
No, it's cancer, bro. Fuck.
Oh,
Rico,
sorry. I just remember what I was gonna say about OJ.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
This is just how my mind works. I thought, like, when he died, I thought it was gonna be like a ripple effects of things coming out, like in the media, like he had it set up so like boom, boom.
Say he didn't do it.
Yeah. like I thought it was gonna be like but videos dropping. I don't know. I thought it was gonna.
Never know.
Now that he's gone, he can't defend himself. They can say whatever.
Maybe he gotta wait for his will to come out first, and then it all just
the tape. Jeez,
you know what I mean,
that's how I thought it was gonna happen.
Imagine if Will.
I hope not.
No. Imagine if Will came out and it was a video.
Yeah,
and he's on there. Yeah, I just want to say, I didn't fucking do it. Get over that shit. Yeah. Get over it. I didn't do it. Shit. Yeah, I didn't want to say it because she was married. I was at Charlene's house, man. We was doing shit. Call her. Here's her name. Here's her not. I don't care now. Go tell it. He ain't did it. Diddy did.
Oh, geez. Jeez.
Anyways.
Poor Diddy, man. Can't breathe out here, bro.
Because that poor Diddy.
Poor Diddy, man.
Getting his freak off for years. He got caught up.
Fuck.
Speaking of Diddy.
Oh, Lord.
What do you think of that? Those verses, that new Kendrick line where he said
I gotta figure out this. It's weird that I don't know if it's real. Doesn't seem like it's real because like certain people didn't, you know, push it out. But
it seemed too fast for me.
Yeah. I think the lines give it away too.
You know what I mean?
I think it's not Kendrick like.
I don't know.
I think it's not Kendrick like.
To me, the whole fucking beef is weak or battle is weak.
Uh oh.
To me. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. I think it's fucking weak. All the verses been weak. Mm. This, if it's AI, this has been the fucking hardest one yet.
It wasn't.
I've been saying that all week.
Yeah. I think it's fucking. Everything's been fucking light jabs.
Because it's light jabs. This has been patty cake.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But. So just to see, I would have had this thought sooner if I still smoke weed, but I'm having one of them weed thoughts, right? So this is my weed thought from last week after we talked about this old beef fucking thing a little bit, right? What if this beef is just to try to take some of this pressure off of Diddy to get things to move away from Diddy for a little bit?
Man.
It ain't working because they mentioned Diddy in it.
That's the problem, right?
That's how we know that's the AI that's version. The
problem. Oh, yeah.
That's supposed to be the AI version, right? But that's what I'm saying. What if it's just something to stem away from Diddy for a little bit until they can figure out what the fuck's going on with him?
See, I can't even tell you that that's false, as you're saying.
Yeah.
Because I think I posted in the group about the interview with Drake back in the day. Mm-hmm. I never even seen that interview.
Right.
Tell us about it because I didn't get a chance to watch it.
That's the things that he said. Like, it was after, that was an interview after the Control verse from Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he said he met Kendrick after that.
Yeah.
And then they like that. And then he said he thought it was fake because then he put all the aggression on the Control verse. But then they dapped after that.
Mm.
So it's like, huh. So I didn't know Drake met him after that. And they spoke. And this still is going on, blah, blah, blah.
No, but that's still on brand with Kendrick. This is competition.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, it's, you know, battle. What I mean? Battle, we should still be cool. It's ain't personal.
Yeah.
He doesn't hate Drake.
Yeah.
He just knows he's better than Drake.
And that's what I mean. I think Drake gets that because in the interview, Drake says he understood the verse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then didn't Drake say also that he ain't doing nothing with him no more because of the verse? So it's like,
that's just Drake being petty.
It's like we're seeing like it's like, it's like, oh my God. It's like the media is holding on to the two beefs, the hardest beef parts of the beef, but not actually what they said before. Like, oh, you know what I mean? Like Drake saying he understands the Control verse is totally out of brand from what everybody's thinking now.
Yeah.
No, you know what I mean? Like, he's a, you know what I mean?
Well, can't you say Drake better hurry or he's going to tell people Adonis looks like Steph Curry?
Yeah, man, I got to tell you, because that's even on brand with Drake. Yeah. I'm telling you, the lighter the skin of the rapper, the more sensitive they are.
Oh, geez.
That's why Eminem used to go crazy over anything that anyone said. Eminem was rating it. Because it's dissing Benzino. Like, who gives a fuck what Benzino's saying?
Benzino's still saying shit.
Yeah, because it's dissing, like, Britney Spears. Anyone that said anything about Eminem, and he heard it, he'd be crying and going right to the studio doing this track. It's the lighter the skin, the more sensitive a rapper, man. That's why Drake is how he is.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Wow. This guy is...
That's why Cole apologized. But you ever see a dark-skinned nigga apologize?
No.
Cole is alley-hooping everybody in there, man. Everybody getting alley-hooped up Cole.
And if you look at it, most of the people that are mad at Cole's apologize are darker skin.
Yeah.
Fitty's like, what are you doing?
Well, Drake's upset with Cole, too. So he don't care what Cole thinks.
Yeah, but he likes it. He get mad about everything.
Wow, he gets like a circle. It's like a circle, man. Like
it's the circle of life.
See, Drake's mad because Cole was his backup. I mean, this whole thing. He didn't have to. Drake wouldn't have had to say anything if Cole would have stayed into the battle. But now Drake's like, shit, I got to say something now because you just backed out and apologized.
Yeah, I think. I don't agree with that. I think Drake is mad because freaking Cole giving Kendrick a freaking like even though that if that's an AI or whatever that is,
gave him a pass.
Yeah, he gave him a freaking a verse. Like, I don't want no apology. He gave him a verse. Like, you giving people like in
where's Cole from?
Oh, jeez,
like New York, ain't he?
Forest Hill Drive.
No, one of the Carolinas. No, he's from the South.
Is he from the South?
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, I yes, because we talked about it in Southern rappers. He is. He's from the South.
If someone
wasn't
playing basketball and gave us our information.
I can't. I know, Jed.
You ain't supposed to have the night off tonight.
Chef Lou.
But because apologizing, that's like some light skinned Canadian shit. Canadians are known for saying sorry a lot. I know you're not like you weren't born here, but yeah, they always make fun of Canadians for saying sorry. So that's why man. When it's
I want y'all to know that's not all the right. Ton talking.
Yeah. So to reconfirm it all,
sorry.
J. Cole was born
in the Carolinas, right?
Nope.
Oh.
He was born on a military base in Germany.
I mean, where is he from?
And raised in... Oh, my Lord, my eyes just been fucking blurry. Shit just now.
Because you called Lewis out and he still ain't searching.
He was raised in North Carolina.
I told you one of the Carolinas. I knew it.
So, but he was born in Germany.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he do some German-American shit to apologize and stuff. You know
what I mean? Also, what Styles B said about that? No, probably not.
You just said something about Styles P.
Yeah. Styles P is like, he basically said he's confused, but he understands, like, if that was really eating him inside.
You always
pick, like, what helps you better than pleasing the world.
Of course he understands because he's light skinned.
Wow. Like,
that's why Styles, like, that's why Jada's like, man, what are you doing? Oh, exactly. Styles is like, I understand. I understand. you set it up. It's true, ain't it? Oh, shit. Ask Sheik. He be like, no, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Styles like, no, I understand, man. Sometimes you feel this way. You get your feet.
Telling you.
I think one of Dreamville artists even called J. Cole out, too.
Dirksen?
No, you like Michael. They're like, yeah.
You dark skinned nigga.
Yeah.
Chef, you don't act like you trying to be light skinned. See, you on Drake dick too much, nigga.
Whoa.
Oh.
No Diddy.
No, all Diddy. Oh, all Diddy. What all is this Diddy. One? No.
What is all Diddy, bro?
Don't ask questions that you don't want the answer to. I don't want to know what all
Diddy
is.
Like a freak off.
I don't want to know.
Drake freak off.
Oh, my God.
No.
Anyway. He is my color. I'm dark skinned.
Yes.
And he's basically called Cole out for that stuff, man. He said, I forget what he said exactly, but basically that's not That's not an active, you know, a top three.
It's not a dark skin thing to do.
It's not like a top three rapper thing to do.
It's not dark skin thing to do. What are you doing over here?
Far cooler, man.
See, like Nas, he medium skin. He ain't apologized because he's on the darker side of life. He didn't apologize to Jay-Z. Jay-Z was just too embarrassed to apologize to Nas because he got eaten.
They should do a remix of that Lotto song. It should be called Dark Skin Energy. It's when you don't apologize for shit.
Anyway,
what light skin energy?
What this is we talking about, man?
Be called. I'm sorry.
What this are we talking?
We're talking about the AI diss.
All right, let's start with we already talked about the like that, but we ain't got to talk about Drake's response yet. Then we'll get to Rick Ross and the Kendrick diss.
That's a person that should fucking apologize for the diss that he put up. and I like that nigga, but
Rick Ross should have just chilled with his chicken wings.
Bro, that's
a nigga that should apologize for the diss that he
put up. What is Rick Ross's wings place called?
I don't remember.
Wingstop.
Yeah. Did they got one in New York?
There's one in Toronto.
Probably. There's one in Toronto. So yeah. Probably they have one in New York.
All right, well, I'm going to be in Times Square. I'm trying to look for nice places to eat around there.
Wingstop. Maybe he's not in New York.
Oh, shit, you might not say nothing about no New York nigga before you go then.
What? I ain't said nothing about no New York.
I'm just saying, don't say nothing about no New York niggas before you leave.
They won't know me.
Stop talking with Diddy. Like, they might be.
You think New York's standing with Diddy? I don't know about that.
Hey, New York's. No, I mean, New York stand together, bro. No, I'm just saying.
You saying that. But Fitty's from New York, and he ain't standing with Diddy.
Fitty don't stand with no one but himself. You know that.
Shit.
Diddy stand with the money.
Shit. If you think about it, how many people have been accused of being at the Diddy parties that are actually from New York?
I don't think there's many.
It seems to be everywhere else.
Yeah.
Because New York don't get down like that. Don't get down like that.
I bet you, because these parodies weren't even in New York, eh? Oh, they probably the Miami parodies.
Oh, shit. I was getting ready to say that, too.
That is not, that's Miami energy, guys.
Shit. It is. It really, really is.
That's that Miami energy, guys.
It really, really is.
Yeah. I ain't going to Miami no time soon.
Oh, shit. You were close, though.
I was in Orlando.
Miami's in there.
Somewhere.
Florida, where Orlando. Pretty sure it's only a 3-hour drive, sir.
Probably.
Oh,
but I was in Disney World. I was they got their own security and shit. You can't go there. They got alligators on patrol.
alligators on patrol.
I swear, people say I'm crazy, but I swear I did see a gator.
You probably did.
We did go by some swamps, and I was like,
I guarantee you seen a gator, bro.
I seen one. It wasn't on Disney World property. It was on our way to Disney World.
Yeah.
I was like,
you could have seen it.
Bro, all them fucking bayous and shit down there, I guarantee you seen it.
They had them come back right to the house and things sometimes.
Yeah. People took pictures of them in their kitchen.
Yeah,
I don't know why when you see an alligator that's something that can eat you. The first thing is, let me get my phone out and take this video.
That's everybody, bro.
Because this
I'd be scared as freak.
Any
this world is crazy, guys.
If someone sees an animal that they fear, first thing to do is, let me take a picture. There's a bear in my backyard. I'm outside with the bear. Let me take a picture. Now I'm going to go to my house.
People will take a picture.
I think that'd be me too.
Video. People will do it for anything because they'll see someone struggling and they'll take a video that. Of them trying to do, like, put the camera down and help,
help the person. You know what I mean?
Fuck, man. Record this moment.
Yeah.
You okay?
You okay?
I seen it yesterday. You fucking woman was struggling with her groceries trying to get into her car.
I
didn't take no fucking camera out the film. Oh, look at this fucking bitch struggling. Oh, sorry. Look at this woman struggling with the car. You know what I mean? I didn't, no, I helped the woman with the shit. I was like, what the fuck, man?
This, right?
Just the. This the new generation, they got to take their phones out first because they think they can go live and stream it and make some money off it.
Yeah. All they want is them likes.
Yeah, get them likes
views
and shit.
And
right?
views.
And then next thing you know, If they decide to help him, the woman's like, oh, no, I'm fine. Oh, look at this Karen. No, the bitch just said, no, don't need no help. Like, fuck off. Right? So, it's fucked up, man.
This generation of... I haven't met a generation that complains so much about stuff as the new one. Because you go to a fan site, because I'm a comic book movie fan. Mm. All people do is complain about all the movies. No matter what they do. Like... If there's a movie that where it's mainly white people, why is it all white people? Make a movie where put some Black Panther. Why ain't there no white people?
Yeah.
Make a movie like Shang-Chi. Like,
yeah, people always find something wrong with something.
It's like, are you even fans?
Yeah, it's weird.
Bro.
It happens everywhere, man.
I'm on Facebook and it's literally called Lakers Fans Club. There's so much hate talk about LeBron on that fucking page.
Yeah, cuz.
I'm like, that's what the fuck? I got rid of it. I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, this is supposed to be Lakers fans. The man is a Laker. Whether or not you like him or not, he is part of your team. Accept it or don't accept it. Right? I was like, they are just bashing the fuck out of them, right?
Online has made the words, there's a thin line between love and hate, more real than I've ever heard.
Oh, you ain't lying.
Ever.
You're not lying.
Because most fan sites is like 10% fans, 90% of people hating on the shit that you're supposed to be a fan of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Because people just thrive off of hate.
Yeah, man.
And I don't get it. I like it better when we...
So like how you hate Drake?
I'm a fan of Drake. I criticize his... when I say something, yeah, I criticize. I don't hate on it.
It's
I don't
the same say thing. Shit.
No, it's not. There's a difference between saying...
You mean that...
Wait, hold on. Can I get out what I'm saying?
Yeah, go.
There's a difference between saying, I think this verse could have been better, than he ain't shit. He sucks. He ain't never been good. I've never said that. I know he says that. He ain't a fan. I know. I've heard great Drake stuff. So when he puts those stuff...
Drake stuff.
It's great stuff. Drake got some hits.
I won't say he don't got hits. And then Cookie Monster had fucking hits, but he still sucked.
The Cookie Monster.
Cousins comparing Drake
to Ja Rule. That's right. The Cookie Monster. They both have hits and they both suck.
Ja Rule.
And I prefer to listen to Drake over Ja Rule.
Because I think Ja Rule prefers to listen to Drake over Ja Rule. What would I be without you? No.
Oh my God.
Drake would wrap circles around Ja.
Oh man.
Man. But but when it, and I said this in the chat earlier, but when it comes to diss tracks, I did like Ja Rule's disses against M and Fitty more than I like Drake's latest one.
Jeez. Wow.
I can agree with that.
I just think it was more hard hitting and more personal.
You know how I feel.
And more right out there.
You know how I feel about Ja Rule, and I can agree with that.
It's just, I just think he cut deeper, cuz. But this was Drake's initial response. I think he can come back, and I think he can. I don't know how much he knows about Kendrick, but I do know that he put Kendrick on like one of Kendrick's first tours.
Yeah.
So he got to have something he can come and do.
See, my type of thing is I'm a fighter. I'm a fighter by fucking life. I mean, someone hits me.
You're going for knockout.
I'm trying to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you no fucking little shots back to see what else you can do. I'm trying to fucking kill you. So that's why I don't understand between this fucking battle. That's why I think it's just more of a fucking competition thing to see who can keep coming up with more fucking shit. Mm. Because no one's really trying to fucking headhunt on no one right now. Far as I'm concerned, right?
Yeah.
If they think that what they're putting out right now is headhunting, then I feel bad for the rap game.
You know what? Let's break down his diss, Drake's diss, and why I think it's weak.
I can't because it was stupid.
It is what he had lines about Kendrick being short.
Yeah.
That's some fucking schoolyard shit.
Yeah.
Lines about his fucking contract. That ain't nothing big.
No.
And then Cap saying that Travis washed you. 21 wash. Like, come on, guys. There's so much you can say about. You gotta come strong. Right,
there's not nothing he can say, so we gotta come up with this shit.
It was weak, in my opinion.
You know?
And I'm not even saying that, like, Kendrick's was extra strong. It was a, it was like we said, it
AI
was a, it
Kendrick, was a AI Kendrick.
No. That's the second one. The first one.
Oh, the verse.
Yeah. Mm. His delivery was just so more hype and gave you more.
More energy.
Yeah, energy. And what he said was like, and he was proving it. He put.
Well, it's Kendrick fashion, man. He's whatever they, him and Future talk about. They was, he prepared that verse. That was a preparation. That was a shot. He prepared that shot.
You know what they should have did? They should have did like what this is a Wu-Tang reference. GZA did way back in the day on his GZA's second album. Killer Priest had a song on there and it was just him the whole song.
Mm.
They should have did that because Future should got the fuck out of that song.
True enough.
You should Kendrick should have had a second verse and Future go sit down somewhere. He could have did the hook.
Yeah.
No.
But
leave him off the song altogether.
But yeah, because that's a reason where that song is not as strong. Like it was a petty jab. It could have been better, but it was just a verse. Because Future was just, yeah.
Bro, I don't know what happened with Future. When he first came out, I didn't mind him. Now I don't want to hear the motherfucker.
Because remember, remember when we started this pod? Mm. I was like, I thought Future was whack.
Yeah.
And then later he didn't start doing songs.
Mm.
He started appearing on songs.
Yeah.
And I liked them in those songs.
Yeah.
And now I'm back to he's whack.
Wait, man, you sure you're talking about Future and not 21? Because you did that with 21 too.
I still like 21 now.
Okay.
21 has evolved from where he was.
Yeah, definitely. I feel he evolved.
Future's
like a roller coaster.
Yeah, no, I like 21. I like 21. But Future, like I said, when it first came out, I didn't mind him. I mean, it wasn't something I was banging all the time, but if a song of his was on, I could keep up with it. Now, I'm like, no, I can turn that shit off.
It's crazy. It's because, like I said, there's songs that both you and I both talked about that we like for Future.
Yeah.
So we know he can do good stuff.
Yeah.
That what makes it even more disappointing when stuff like that comes out. And that is why I'm disappointed in Drake's diss, because I know what he can do. And then I see this and people are going crazy over it. I was like, this.
I feel like.
Like, Drake could sneeze and make that stuff come out.
But that's what I believe he did.
It's like zero effort.
I believe he does. He put out something. It wasn't top tier, but it was still good to me. It was still good. It was still specific. It still had people thinking. It still left right now people investigating the lyrics.
True that.
And that's Drake. He's not. This is what Kanye said about Drake. He's going to diss you. Mm. And you might be the only person who getting the diss right now and tell other people to figure it out.
But that's not what we need right now.
But that's Drake. How he disses you.
I want to walk back because I think I might have said that I thought that this was whack. Because I never said before.
The Drake fan club hate.
Anyways, I want to walk it back because we've been talking in the chat for a while, and I always maintained that it was an okay diss.
Right.
I wasn't saying it was whack before. I'm saying that some of the lyrics was weak, but I still think overall it was okay. So I just want to, that's my stance on it. Yeah. I don't think it's whack.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was okay.
I think they're doing what they wanted to do, what they set up the conference to do, get attention on their asses.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I think I said this before. I think that's what Kendrick wants more than.
I don't know. I don't know if Kendrick. Nothing in his history or shows that he cares about the attention.
Yeah. He wants the. Not the pedestal. Yeah, he wants the pedestal. He wants people to stop talking. He wants
the greatest.
Yeah,
greatest
He wants people to start talking about Drake is the number one and blah. Cause everybody's saying it.
Mm.
Everybody.
I don't know why.
Drake has been, because he's been talking for like decades, more than a decade now. So that's what makes him like, oh, what is this guy? So Kendrick is
talking
like,
sales, yes.
Yeah.
Lyrically, no.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't even think he wants people to stop saying that. I think what set him off is when J. Cole talked about the big three. I think that Kendrick more wants the artists and the other rappers to know he's the best.
Mm-hmm. Of the big three.
I don't think he cares as much what the everyone else is saying. He wants you guys that are saying that you guys were in the same thing. He wants you guys to know that, no, I'm up here. And he wants to prove to them. It's kind of like Man, I'm going to keep making Wu-Tang references.
Of course you are. Kind of like, when don't you?
I know. Hey, but it's fitting. Method Man always says that he don't write his raps to impress this person and that person. He writes his raps to impress his other Wu brothers. Mm. That's how he goes in. Because he feels if he can make them be like, oh, that's tight, that's he accomplished something.
Well, they went through the whole competition to be on the song.
Yeah. I think that Kendrick isn't really worried about the fans and stuff. He wants you rappers to know who the best is.
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
All right. Ota, supposed top three. Where you got everyone at?
There ain't no top three. There's top two and Cole on the side somewhere.
Okay, so who you going one?
He resigned.
Who you going one, two then?
Who do I think is the best, or who do I think will win the beef? Because it's two different answers.
Who you think is the best, Kendrick. And then who you think is going to win the
beef. I think Kendrick is the better of the two.
Right.
But I think Drake will win the beef because he can keep the beef going.
DJ?
He'll do what Fitty did to Rick Ross. He can outlast him.
DJ?
Oh, sorry, I missed a question. Who's
the best? Who do you think is the best of the two, and who do you think will win the beef?
Kendrick and Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drake, what the hell?
Hands down, both sides.
Well, about what beef?
This nigga don't never listen to nothing.
That's because he was on his phone. They seen it.
I was looking at the Kendrick verse. I was looking at the Kendrick verse.
I'll explain it to him. Go ahead. We said this. He asked two questions. Between Kendrick and Drake, who do you think is the best? Better of the two. And second question, who do you think would win the beef?
Who's going to actually win the... I hate saying beef. I say battle.
Battle, yeah. I think Kendrick is the better of the two. Drake? But I think Drake will win.
So it's because, Drake is the best because Kendrick got tricks. Yeah, you know Kendrick got tricks. Kendrick is a lyricist. Yeah, I give him that. He can rap. Yeah. But Drake could sing on you, bro. Drake could rap on you.
Yeah.
Drake could take you to a whole nother genre on you if he wanted.
Some Afrobeat. But you know why? Because it's a court of public opinion. Yeah. I think if they were in the cypher and it was only hip hop heads around and they were doing a battle like that, Kendrick would wash Drake.
But see, that's only one arena.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you putting Kendrick in his arena. That's his arena. Mm-hmm. Cypher.
That's an arena that
it's a battle.
Yeah, that's an arena that Drake's trying to play.
Well, this ain't no cypher battle. This is I'm going home to write a song on a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at Kendrick. Kendrick come out both verses with Big Sean and Our Future. He wrote these verses down on a beat. He didn't step up in the arena and say, "Okay, Drake, let's go." Then he spit it. No.
Yeah, you're right.
No, you're right.
We ain't denying you.
I just let y'all know. But this ain't no arena battle.
But I'm just letting you know, though, this is still an arena that Drake's trying to play in right now. This is a game. This is a game that Drake's trying to play in, that he's been tricked into playing.
And I think,
right, so can he succeed in this game that he's not really familiar with? He's familiar with it, but he's not really familiar with it.
I think I give Drake more credit than you guys because I think this is an easy.
I already told you why.
This is an easy arena for Drake because of the resources and what he has and like it just.
What resources though? He ain't pulling too many resources, Luke.
He has resources, man. He look the stuff he talking about, and I feel like this is how I feel with Drake. They fact checking. They ain't really like.
Because I like how you said that. They.
Yeah,
his ghostwriters. Yes.
No. No, he got a team. Like this,
a team of ghostwriters. Yes.
I'm not talking about actually writers. I'm talking about like people who actually
go on fact check. Yeah.
They trying to figure with like I don't know.
You trying to think. Kendrick don't got that same type of team?
I think he has a team, but not at the level as Drake has.
Kendrick ain't got no ghostwriters.
No.
But Kendrick doesn't have a team as a level
that's
as
why
Drake.
I can never call Drake the best rapper or MC.
Exactly.
Because he don't write his own shit.
Yeah.
And that's a factor for me.
Now,
I can do that with R&B.
We know this for facts that Drake don't write his shit.
I can do that with R&B.
How do we know this for facts? This is what we talk about in the group.
Because they put out, what's it called? Reference tracks of some of his songs. Yeah. You know what a reference track is? Come on, you're in the music industry.
Reference track on some of his songs, but not all of them. Did they put a reference track for all of his songs?
So he's getting the semantics.
No, but no, for, we're no,
saying,
for real.
We're saying Drake don't write his stuff.
Yeah.
And he's saying,
"You okay?" So,
but
you,
does he not write all of it?
So, so you can sit over there and say Kendrick wrote all his lines ever.
Can you prove he didn't?
But that's what I'm saying.
But you can prove that Drake didn't write some of his stuff.
Yeah.
It's so a known thing that he's got ghostwriters.
Yeah. So we have facts that these reference tracks were out before the song. Do you have facts or not?
The reference tracks are out there.
Oh, I mean, were they out before the song? Do you have timestamps, dates? No, we don't. We don't.
Sure they're out there, bro.
See, no, but this is the same. This is the same argument he wanted to have. This is it. We don't really know. We just going off what we've been told.
Anywho,
so what was yours?
I got.
That's what I'm saying, though.
I got Kendrick. What,
there's no way to go with this.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So exactly. Then I'm moving on.
Okay, yeah. Okay, okay. That's what I'm saying.
We don't get the proof.
So we don't know if Drake have Ghost Rider. So he's the MC of the year.
I got Kendrick. Don't start with that shit. Kendrick. I got Kendrick. Lyrically.
Because you're Drake.
What was the questions again?
This
you don't want to ask.
I know. Well, I fucking forgot. Because you were so fucking fire everywhere. You talking? So
who do you think is the better rapper?
Yeah, oh,
better,
yeah, but, yeah.
And who do you think will win the battle?
Okay, so I got Kendrick for better rapper. Now, the way I'm going to word this here may be a little difficult for DJ over here to understand. Okay? But if one of these two decide to come out and actually go for the fucking heart, the brain, the neck, the head, whatever, cut the fucking head off, I think the only one out to two that could do that to win it that way is Kendrick. If we're going solely base this off of popularity, the fact that someone can use Instagram or what's it called? Media, multimedia and shit like that there, then Drake. Pettiness, I'll give it to Drake.
Definitely.
Right? So for whoever can actually win the beef, depending on how it's done, lyrically win the beef, Kendrick. Pettiness, multimedia, Drake. That's the way I look at it.
Bum, bum, bum.
Anyways, so there's our opinions on that.
Yeah.
We still didn't break down this Drake diss.
Yeah.
Because it's garbage.
I think his shots at Kendrick were weak. That's what in reference to me ever saying that this track is weak was his disses towards Kendrick, I think, were weak.
Oh, Kendrick.
I think he killed the guys.
But
he shot at a lot of people.
That's the creativity, too, you got to put on this diss. Everybody else had that one target. He put together four or five targets in one song.
Well, he should have did it with a bazooka. Instead, he like...
But,
with a pea shooter.
See, that's why...
I think he got Rick Ross in... Cuz said like two words about Metro and just slapped him into his place. Like he got a lot of he hit a lot the other guys heard, but he didn't hit Kendrick hard, in my opinion.
I don't know. I feel like
he tried to do something that an artist did, but was not successful as that artist has done. He tried to attack multi people.
Mm-hmm.
He attacked a few people more heavier than what his main target was. This other artist attacked everyone equally. And I'm going to compare them from, oh, I'm doing it.
Who's this?
And both of these two people are extremely petty, and that's 50 and himself and Drake. He cannot attack the same way 50 can attack somebody. That's why I think that for the fact that he's trying to be within this battle is not working out and trying to attack everybody. You're not even attacking your main target. As hard as you're attacking
other people. What song that was that 50 did? Like, I don't know if I listened to that song.
I'm trying to remember the song.
But I
too. 50 killed rap. He killed them.
Yeah.
50 got
What's the name of that track?
Which one? There's Piggy Bank.
Yeah.
There's
Piggy Bank. Okay. I think
Back Down.
Back Down.
Life on the Line.
Life on the Line is one of them.
And you think that he put together a song song just like how Drake did too?
What do you mean?
Like how Drake... Like he's mashing the disses together.
Oh, that was Piggy Bank. Was definitely a mash.
Piggy Bank was like that.
Yeah.
And okay, I never listened to Piggy Bank, so I don't have a comeback for that. But I
both
thought
time.
this was well put together.
Okay, go listen to Piggy Bank and then come to that.
I listen to Piggy Bank.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the disconnect is there, because I listen to almost all diss tracks, and this was as far as diss tracks go, doesn't stand up to a lot of the other ones.
Yeah.
Does Kendrick even have a diss track?
If you count this AI one.
If you count the AI one, yeah, but
I mean, Control was kind of a, just shots, that's a verse, but it wasn't. Just it verse. Wasn't even a diss track because a lot of it was what, and then there was just a portion of it where he went in.
Yeah,
and it's not
Kendrick. Is Kendrick even in this realm of what Drake has already been in before?
I don't know. We'll see.
No,
we'll see.
Now the person that did answer back,
he's already winning though.
That's an AI.
No, he's the real with person, a verse. The person that really answered back. Who should have just sat home and ate his chicken wings was Rickety Ross.
Huh.
Like, there's four of us here. Two say that they're Rick Ross fans.
I am a Rick Ross fan, bro.
And even we was like, look, you know what I mean? That song was.
I think Chef was the first one to say that he shouldn't have said nothing.
He should have just sat at home and just.
In fact, Chef's the one to put me on to Rick Ross. So. Back in our cooking days.
You know what? Shit like that tarnishes your legacy, man. Rick Ross had a good thing going. Why? You're good. You're gone. Like, why'd you have to try and...
Anger makes you do crazy shit, bro.
He should have took more time. You could tell. It came up quick. So it was definitely kind of rushed.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it was stupid. It just...
Yeah.
Shit.
I don't know why. Hey, I can't remember why he's even upset at Drake.
Cause Drake said something about him.
Yeah, yeah. Drake said something about him in his diss.
And his, but how did it started from Future album too, didn't it? Rick Ross. Anyway, something weird there.
But he's going childish, just like Drake with the short jokes.
Yeah.
He's getting at him for having a nose job.
Yeah.
That is the weakest. Like,
okay, what side of Drake is white, bro? Is his dad or his mother?
Oh, I'm calling his him white. Mom. His mom's white.
His mom's white? Okay. I can't say nothing. All my kids' mothers are white. Or suffer one. But she was half white. So
yeah. Tyrone is Drake's father.
Possibly. Possibly. If not, I'm missing some a lot of checks right now.
Ross. Ross really. Oh, sorry.
I was getting ready to just get off
of this. Get off. Ross tried to even sell that. Like, he tried to sell that mix. Like, a mixtape. Jeez. He tried to sell that diss track.
He did. He was like, he's doing Instagram shit. And,
yeah.
And,
it's on Spotify, too. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He like, he pushing it out like a real song. Like,
you know what? Ross's confidence does not match his skills.
He has confidence, though.
This guy has the confidence of someone, like, up here. Yeah. But he's down here. He's like, I dare you to respond, Drake. Like, man, shut up.
Listen, he got the confidence of a 400-pound girl wearing a fucking bikini. Okay, leave him alone.
I know. And that's comparable to his skills right now. You ain't hot. Use a 400-pound girl wearing a bikini. Sit down.
Go. But like that 400-pound girl wearing a bikini, someone's going to like it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Someone's going to like it.
Yep. When I went to Dartmouth High School, there was a daycare at the high school, and this short girl that was about 400 pounds had three kids.
There you go.
And I was like, I'm not even going to ask who or how, but someone out there is doing it.
At least three times.
Ain't no such thing as a stork. At least three.
At least three.
At least.
I put in no comment on these topics. I put in no comments on these topics.
Right, say, what I'm trying to say is that even though we didn't care for it, there's someone out there going to be like, oh shit, that was a hard diss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Someone's going to like it.
Yep.
A lot of Rick Ross fans.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I'm a fan. Just that this was not for me.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
It was boring.
It was definitely boring. The Ross beat was hot, but. The lyrics were boring.
I know. He should.
He out of his league, man.
Because if he scrapped that whole, all the lyrics.
And did something a little different.
Did lace down different vocals and another hook. Because that's a jam. That could be a jam. But no, that diss was weak. So, the last diss on the list, Kendrick Lamar's response, which many are saying is AI.
Mm-hmm.
And Laton can't find nobody promoting it or putting it out.
Yeah, that's weird.
So, yeah, it's weird. It might be AI.
But like I said, it could be one of those situations where so many people are saying that it's AI, but even though it could be real.
Yeah, people are scared to say.
They're scared to say that it's actually the real thing, right? So, But needless to say, that's the strongest fucking disc that came out so far. In my opinion.
I mean, it was nice though.
Yeah, either Kendrick or AI Kendrick is tight.
It was nice though.
Yo, if it's AI, somebody out there better sign AI Kendrick.
That was tight.
That was the nicest one.
It got some things in there that I think Kendrick wouldn't say though. As I mentioned,
wouldn't say.
Yeah, I don't think he would say that thing. But I got I got you on USB with Diddy.
Saying that he was sucking Diddy's dick.
I don't think that's a Kendrick thing to say.
What about
the
Steph Curry line?
Yeah, I could see him saying the Steph Curry one. And then you know what else too? The feature. I don't think he would feature somebody else on that disc.
Isn't that one of his producers though?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll have to.
Because that's not him on the last verse, right? That's somebody else, right?
I think it's the guy that made the beat, Luxo Alexander. I never heard of this guy.
I doubt Kendrick will feature anybody on. If he does respond, I doubt he will feature anybody on it.
You're supposed to be
looking this up, man.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't think Kendrick will feature. That is my opinion. If it is real, I do think it's a nice diss.
You're supposed to be looking up as Luxo Alexander
again,
producer of Drake's. Why are we doing our own work right now? Yeah. Or now Drake, Kendrick. Why are we doing our own work right now? What the fuck, man?
It's like
we let you play a game of ball and then you fucking just took the rest of the night off. You're on your five. You've been on your five.
This has some lines though. And good responses to Drake's diss.
Yeah.
That's what made it good too.
It did, right? So
I thought it was good diss.
It just
come off weird because I was like,
it came out quick.
I was like, nobody pushing that out,
it came out quick. And I'm just like, I don't know, that Steph Curry part was fucking hilarious to me.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But
I don't know,
that's your own,
but I'm pretty upset though. I'd be upset if this is AI though, because. To me,
it's the best fucking part out so far.
It frigs up the back and forth now.
Yeah, it does.
I would be like upset.
So when does it drop? Today? Yesterday?
Well, when y'all was watching, it was saying 20 hours ago.
Yesterday, right?
Yeah.
So what needs to happen is now, if that is AI, Drake or Kendrick got to put something up tonight, tomorrow. But I don't know if he's ready for that yet. If it is AI. If it's not AI, then that's his diss.
It's frigged, man. That frig though.
But the messed up thing is that Kendrick don't do social media. So therefore, he can't come on and say this was him or not, right?
But I just don't see anybody like, I mean, like, let's listen to Hot 97. They were like, oh, it sounds like AI, but like no one's like backing it. Because everybody thought Drake one was AI too.
But the thing is, I don't know how to determine. I don't know, just I guess the reference of the words that you kind of say that it's AI, because that shit sound like that motherfucker.
It does. But they could do that.
Change the cadence. Yo,
I'm looking up this Loza Alexander guy.
Mm.
The guy that apparently
produced
the song and is in it. Mm. He is a legit guy. He was even on he had a song that debuted on the Billboard Hot 100.
But did he do any work with Kendrick other than?
Does he have an Instagram? Did he post that too?
He does have Instagram and stuff. I was just looking.
That's to see if he posted it.
TikTok, so he's not just some bum that puts stuff together.
Mm.
But he would have posted it, because
it's the owl on there. Is that the owl?
Yeah, he did post it.
Well, what was the caption say?
Kendrick's response to
could be real, man.
Well, if it's real, it's the hottest one out so far.
But why isn't nobody talking about it?
They don't know what to say.
They don't know what to say.
Maybe. You got academics ain't going to post it because, you know, academics is on Team Drake.
Yeah.
No, because Rick Ross DJ called academics on air. And it was Rick Ross. This was aired first on academics platform. He called
that don't mean shit. They knew it was booty, man. They knew it was trash. Yeah.
So, no, I mean,
go ahead, get that off.
No, he didn't even listen to it. He say, "Oh, he was acting excited." He's like, "Oh, I got the this." He didn't listen to it. He just played it like,
"Oh, what does his face look like when he heard it?" I want to see that.
I know it's not like he made like he was jamming, but
yeah, because the beat was hot.
Yeah,
the beat was hot.
Anyways, I'm really interested in this Kendrick
Lamar thing. Time will tell. If it's a, I was going to say, if it's a real diss, then it's really good. But is it really good even if it's a fake diss?
Yeah.
You know what? You know what's funny? If it's a fake diss, that put more pressure on Kendrick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's freaking.
Kendrick has to come harder than Kendrick.
It frigs it up.
Kendrick has to. That's crazy.
It frigs it up, man.
Kendrick has to oak do fake Kendrick.
That is frigged up.
That is crazy.
Kendrick might be like, shit, fake Kendrick just gave me more time to write more shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was me.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where this goes.
Definitely will.
The last thing I want to say,
uh-oh,
and before we get out of here, is that Chef Lou can look this up while I'm speaking. The Sean Paul is coming to Halifax.
September?
Yeah. You remember the date?
No. Because I ain't going, so I don't care.
Well, Sean Paul, I ain't going either.
Sorry, I shouldn't say I don't care. I don't care because I'm not going type of thing, right? But I'm happy that he's coming.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. The only reason I'm not, actually, it's a far enough away that I might end up going.
I ain't got no
money.
Sean Paul?
Sean Paul.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to say this like it's a bad thing.
Mm.
Too many concerts come to Halifax and too short of.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's too combined, bro. Like
Lloyd Banks, Snoop Dogg, Killer Mike.
Yeah.
Sean Paul.
Yeah.
And I'm probably missing someone.
Yep.
Probably missing a few people. Man, anyways.
It's not so much you're missing a few people, is that the other venues are like only 16 hours away in Toronto that we can't go
and to. Moncton.
And Moncton, you know what I mean? So 3 hours away. Right? You know what I mean? So.
I love that we're getting more stuff. I love that, though.
Oh, I do love that we get more stuff, but we got to spread it out a little bit, bro.
True that, true. You know
what I mean? I can't drop $400 on two tickets and then next month drop another $400 on two like, you know, or $800 on a ticket.
Yeah, and I'm
going. It's a lot, bro.
You know what I mean?
Because then I'm going to New York, because.
And well, that's the thing. We're getting into vacation time, too, right?
Wednesday, September 4th. Why we get Wednesday? Anyways, Wednesday, September 4th. But yeah, because I'm going to New York. And guess what?
Fuck, I'm tired of that shit too.
Hey, looking up prices and stuff.
Yeah.
New York, man. I guess because we're staying in Times Square.
Yo, New York ain't cheap, nigga.
But the food is like prices here.
Yeah, yeah.
But in American.
What's up, bud?
Because I'm looking at for a burger.
Oh, so they're more.
$15.
So it's more.
Yes. $15 American.
More.
It's crazy. I'm still going to have a good time, though.
I can't do this AI, man.
It is?
Because he got a song with Drake featuring somebody, Kendrick, this too. Nah, he...
Made when?
He got no Diddy.
Okay. Anyways, I'll wrap this up. Just press pause.
Yeah, he got a song with Drake saying. Right.
Like, yeah. So yeah, it probably is. That's weird. Cool. All right. Anything else you need to add? Would like to add?
No, nigga.
Sean Paul could be a good concert.
Sean Paul.
He's gonna be a good concert. I just ain't going.
It's on a Wednesday. I'm usually busy Wednesday.
That's a Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm tired of these fucking weekday concerts too, man.
Halifax can't get a good day, man.
We'll get some momentum. This time next year, hopefully we'll be getting Fridays and Saturdays.
No, next year we'll be getting Thursdays and Fridays, maybe.
Oh, then the year after we'll get Fridays and Saturdays.
Wednesday.
I know, Wednesday is crazy.
September 4th, right?
Yep. Are you going to Killer Mike? No, you wouldn't go to Killer Mike. You're not.
I don't know. I don't think I'm
going. Not going to Killer Mike. Snoop?
I'm going to Snoop.
Oh, Frank.
Snoop?
Yeah. The money dropping. Hey, Chef Lou, you heard that money dropping?
This guy, he got pocket watcher for all pocket watchers, guys.
Yeah, pocket watcher.
My pocket dropped into the $130 seats, bro. I ain't going to the
You going up there?
Yeah, I'm going up there. Hmm. You know what I mean? I'm just going. I got to see Warren G in quick. I got to see him.
Oh, man. What's the date on that again?
I don't know if I remember.
June... The third?
That sounds right.
In-laws. Not in-laws. What they call?
In-laws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He invited us again, man. This is like the Lakers games all over again.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't pay for these tickets.
Here it is.
Pocket watching.
This is the truth. This is from the pocket watching. I wasn't going. Honestly, I wasn't going.
Yeah.
And then I woke up one day and the wife's like, "You want to go to Snoop?" I'm like, "Yeah, but not really."
I woke up like this.
And I was pretty much asked, "So and so's getting tickets right now. I need a yes or no." I said, "Well, how much are we trying to drop?" And she's like, "Well, how much are you willing to drop?" I said, "With all the shit that we got going on this year, whatever the cheapest is.
Like 2,000.
Whatever the cheapest is." So she said it was like 130 a ticket. So I was like, "Yeah, we'll do that one then." So
pocket change.
Pocket change, bro. Pocket change. This nigga. Are y'all sitting together?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
I don't even know if we got the tickets, to be honest with you. I was just told that we're going. What's up, bud?
Yeah, there's the group option, I think, right?
Is there a group option?
It was like 4 to 6 you can get like together, yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah. No, I'm not over here touching on John Kizzy over here. Diddy. I'm touching on Kizzy. Diddy. The cat.
All, what they say? All Diddy?
Oh, that's you.
All Diddy. Uh-oh. Right,
let's get out of here.
He made his TV appearance.
All right.
John Kizzy and Kizzy. Two Kizzy.
Yeah.
Two Kizzy, one Diddy.
Two Kizzy, one Diddy.
And we covered Kunta last week, so yeah. Sorry, Toby.
That's all of Kunta. He got Kunta. Oh, jeez. I get.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
He got a Kunta.
Stop. I gotta do the intro. Oh, show. Sorry. Cat messed up my mind. Anyways, we good, right?
We good.
All right.
You looking at the camera and everything. Look at the
look. I know. Man, he's such a bugger.
All right, let's get out of here. All
right, we out. I'm John Kizzy. You know who is he, a.k.a. Philly G, because they know who I be. And I'm here with King Tigger.
The King of Kings.
And DJ Laton.
I'm back.
Shabang bang.
And we out.
Why? That's go Drake.
That's what you're supposed to say. You're the Mr. Shabang Bang guy.
Oh, man.